Concerned? Yes. Pessimistic? No. In a nutshell, that's the tone of the message, drawing together the many challenges and concerns the bishops have been discussing over the past 3 weeks. Addressed to all people of God, the message says it's not about starting again or inventing new strategies, but about entering into the 2,000-year-old history of the Church with renewed enthusiasm, methods and expressions that can speak directly to the hearts of people in our modern, globalised and secular societies. Beginning with the image of the Samaritan woman at the well, who meets Jesus and finds living water to quench her spiritual thirst, it says new evangelization is all about conversion of hearts, starting with the bishops themselves, so that the Church can become a truly welcoming community for anyone seeking answers to life's most pressing questions and problems. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan was part of the committee tasked with drawing up the message.
We wanted it to be positive, uplifting, and evangelical, and we wanted it to be rooted in sacred scripture. We thought it would be good to bookend it with two women, the woman at the well and the Blessed Mother.
Not an easy task, though, to come up with a document that does justice to the widely differing cultural context from which the bishops are drawn. But there is a paragraph dedicated to each continent and one to the Oriental Catholic churches, whose faithful are often struggling to survive. Persecution of Christians in Asia is also mentioned explicitly, as is the difficult situation of many people in Africa, where human rights must be promoted to free the continent from violence and conflict. As expected, there's a strong focus on the family, including the so-called irregular situations of divorced or cohabitating couples that must be made to feel more welcome in the Church. Laypeople, men and women religious, priests, deacons and catechists are all recognised for their dedicated work and witness of Christian lives, which always speak much louder than words. Above all, though, it seems to me that this wordy document is almost a message from the bishops to the bishops themselves, a stark reminder in light of recent crises of their own responsibility to show greater love, charity, solidarity and service to all those in their care. Cardinal Wilfrid Napier of Durban, South Africa.
Two words that kept on coming up, simplicity and humility. And if you're going to be simple about the mission of the gospel, then you're going to have to say, I must start it myself. Repent and believe.
And if you really believe, one Nigerian lady in colourful costume told the bishops as they were preparing to leave the Synod Hall, please remember to smile a bit more. If you do, others will find it easier to believe the good news of the gospel too. From the Vatican Synod Hall, I'm Philippa Hitchin.